That song rocks harder every time I hear it. You know it?
I like that song a lot.
Oh, yeah. Big Coffin Hunters with Lizzie Borden. And, oh, this is The Underworld. I'm Mike. That's Kaylee over there. Hey, Kay.
Thanks, Dad. I think I forgot my
name.
Right
over there.
So thanks for helping me out.
And The Underworld is dedicated to the musicians and the music of the New England rock scene. So in that... In that theme, today we have an awesome band as our guest. We've got Cell Block One here in the studio with us, and they're going to be on the air with us momentarily. Been waiting for these guys to come because they rock. Came all the way from Vermont. So you know they can't hear, you know, our on-air signal out there. But hopefully
that's why we have the podcast.
That is. And where can people find that podcast?
At underworldrock.com.
That's right. If you'd like to give us a call today... The phone number is area code 603-430-9722. If you have a band and you have a show that you're playing for New Year's Eve, give us a call and we'll give you a chance to make your case to the public.
We'll pimp it for you.
Oh yeah. And if that's how we roll, dog.
Yo.
If we have your music here, then we'll put it on and you know, that'll all be good. If you have any questions for Cell Block One, then you can call in a few minutes and talk to them. So,
what are you playing?
So that's that. We are going to play It'll Come to Me. This is Mask. This is, I believe, the first song we ever played on The Underworld. This is
awesome.
Hurricane by Mask. That one's Mask with Hurricane. And I've got Cell Block 1 sitting here in the studio with me. We're going to play one of their songs before we start talking to them. This is Bleed In by Cell Block 1. Killer song, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You got to get right up to the mics.
Or we
won't
hear
a
word.
You two, you got to be, you know, like you're making out.
We're
not going to take pictures and send them to Bands Gone Wild or anything. Don't worry.
Oh,
we should though.
Yeah. That's weird. I can't hear.
So you guys are here all the way from Vermont today. Hey, now you're messing with me.
I know, because we're in the same jack.
Well,
I can't hear
out.
Anything. I hate you.
Ow, it's loud!
She's got the jack, man.
You're killing me, kid. Stupid.
I guess it might
kid.
Help to plug it in all the way, huh? How's hey, that?
Now
that
I'm good? Deaf. I don't hear anything.
Well, shut up and quit complaining.
Stupid kid.
Stupid dad. Oh, I hate you.
So now we've wasted 5 minutes without saying a word to these guys.
Yep. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So we've got Steve, drummer, Ball. Is bassist and Tim here is guitarist, and for those of you watching from home, that's from left to right.
Is that our left or their left?
That
somebody's left.
Yeah. Depends on if they're looking at the radio or facing away from it.
Ah.
Yeah.
I understand now.
So what's going on, guys?
Not much. Thought we'd come down and see the Portsmouth area. Haven't been. This is my first time.
Really? Whoops.
Yeah. Into the mic. Yeah, this is my first time being here. And heard about your radio station. We're just out promoting the new album, and we figured, you know, send it on down here, get the fine people of Portsmouth to listen to it.
Yeah.
How'd you hear about us?
Actually, just on the internet.
Yeah.
I got on there and was looking for radio stations all over the East Coast. And also CD Baby, the distributor that made our CD, gave us some helpful info on all the radio stations that
very cool
in the area. And so I'm not sure how I got it, either through CD Baby or on my own, but
either way, just so you got here. That's cool. Cool for us, and hope we can help you out in some small way.
Oh, well.
And what did I heard from you, like, what, a month and a half ago or so?
No. Yeah, I believe, it was around Thanksgiving time. I started contacting radio, and I know for us personally, we, you know, love all the radio interview stuff. Gives a chance for people. Yeah, I see that over there. You know, it gives a chance for people who don't know about us, chance to not only hear our music, you know, hear us talk and waste some airtime, and find out we are literate. We can talk. Get beyond the caveman looks.
Your comment was just met with silence. So this is your third disc, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's this one's just self-titled, Cell Block 1?
Yeah.
Is that right? And the first one, I was looking at these earlier
first
on your website.
Mass Destruction, and the second one is
Blind Obedience.
Blind Obedience. And the first two are with a different singer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Our former singer.
Former singer. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to give those a listen yet, so yeah. I couldn't compare.
Definitely
the
big difference.
Yeah.
So what's your singer's excuse not to be here?
What's that?
He's getting tattoo work done.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, that's...
He's got a whole sleeve going on.
We'll take that excuse.
Yeah.
I want a tattoo.
No.
All tattoos.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
No,
our bass player is a tattoo artist.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
I had to turn the fan off because you could hear it on the air.
Oh, well.
So now we're going to
We love all the fans we can get. We need them.
Stop breathing, Kaylee.
Sorry. Does that help?
Not yet. Keep holding it. When you turn blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. I don't know. Let's play more music.
So how long you had your show down here?
We started in...
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm inquisitive. I want to know. I want to know where I'm at.
I'm a
most
Leo.
Of the time I don't,
my favorite
so.
Color. No.
Ew.
We started the last week of June of this year.
Was it that long ago?
It was. Now, the whole thing was Kaylee's idea.
Yeah, but you've kind of taken it over.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. I will beat you, child.
Do you know how many times a day I hear that?
Oh, hey, man, you got to keep the metal alive.
Did I take it over, or what really happened, Kaylee?
I had things to do.
She had things to do. So
hey,
all through the summer.
I was
in
driver's ed, and I was working.
I know. So through the summer, she worked.
In conclusion.
In conclusion, I did not take it over. I kept it going for you.
I know.
You're welcome. Punk.
Punk-holio, you have to finish your sentence.
Yes, Jesse,
a lot of love in the room here.
Yes, there is. Yeah. I love Kaylee.
This is how we show each other we love each other.
Yeah.
So we show each other, yeah.
Something like that.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. We have the same kind of love within the band van.
Good, good.
The band van.
Yeah. So.
Have there been bruises from all the love in the van?
Yeah,
that sounds really wrong, but
also that's one thing that's great is with this band, especially with this lineup that we have right now, we all just get along great.
That sure helps.
Yeah,
when you're traveling
hours and hours. I mean, we live up in central Vermont, so we're on the road for hours to get down to a place like this, and you have to get along with people, or you're gonna be screwed.
We've got to get you closer to that mic.
How long
really
did
don't need to hear me that
jump
much.
Right on it, man.
How long did it take you to come down here?
It was about 3.5 hours.
Yikes.
Because I live about a half hour from these guys.
What the heck are you doing?
We're dedicated. That's what you got to do, you know?
I guess so.
We come from a state where it's like, oh, where are you guys from? Well, we're from Vermont. Oh, what state's that in?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I used to hear that all the time.
Either that or people just think of fish, you know? And we're out to let people know that there's other stuff from Vermont. And jam bands and maple syrup, you know?
Yeah, and homemade salsa and hippies.
Yeah. Granite. Yeah. Cheese, I guess, yeah. People know our cheese.
Lots of granola.
Yes.
What about French fries? Baked potatoes? French fries are baked.
Yeah, I think it's more French of an Idaho.
French fries are baked.
She's that are growing up there that
she's making a poor...
Good,
oh, yeah.
Kaylee's making a poorly executed reference to something on the show last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but it was wicked funny.
It was the first time.
Oh. I hate you.
I know. I just have to live with that. All right, we're going to play more music. We're just going to move to the next song on the disc here. This is Revolution by Subluck One.
Ow!
Nice. Excellent homage to to one of my favorite, well, to my favorite band. Yeah, can you get that, Kaylee?
Hello.
Thanks, kid. Phone's ringing.
Yeah.
So that you were telling me about the song while we were chatting during it here.
Yep.
Anyone?
Yep.
So that's Revolution, and very, very obviously about the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
And I don't know if lyrics get by people, you know, too quickly sometimes or not. But tell us about it. What's up with the song?
We were sitting in the studio in Boston, and we basically had all the music ready for the song. Actually, I think it might have even been recorded. The singer didn't have the lyrics done yet. And on the previous albums, we've always had something to do with history or politics or something like that, at least mm-hmm. one song. And this album didn't have one yet. And he just come up with some stuff with Paul Revere and the whole thing being in Boston and yada, yada, yada. And
yeah. Yeah, and I know that there's a lyric in there about five dead on the ground or something yeah. to that effect. Obviously, about the Boston Massacre.
Right. Yeah. You know, the
candles or something.
The candles yeah. in the window.
Yeah.
In the window.
Yep. The know. One if yeah. The one if by land, two if by sea, and yeah.
I'm
very
just
cool.
A drummer, I don't know all the lyrics.
Hey. I don't know why I remember except. Well, yeah, I do. It's because I was actually paying attention when I was reading the lyrics earlier today, which kind of helps.
Yeah.
I'm going to mumble. Actually, I've got to take just a moment here and talk about my favorite subject, the weather. Who's on the phone, Kay?
Inspector Gordon.
What?
Who's on the phone?
Nunya, because I don't know who it was.
Oh, okay.
Were they breathing heavy?
And the last name?
I don't know.
If it's Nunya, then it's obviously Nunya Bidness. So
sorry. Say the weather, okay?
Keep up. All right. Here's the weather.
I'm going to have some.
Yeah.
Tonight, slight chance of rain before 11 p.m. Yes, it is, as always, outside. The weather, if you tend to go outside, you'll tend to be more affected by it than those who don't. Tonight, slight chance of rain before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 11 and 1, then a slight chance of snow showers. So it sounds to me like rain turning into snow.
Snow in December? No way.
I know. Chance of snow is 20%. Wednesday, most cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 38. So any snow we get is not going to stay.
How'd you like the green Christmas?
Well, it was glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious?
Glorious.
Huh?
Yeah, it ain't
getting there.
I can't hear you. You got to jump on the mic. He doesn't want to.
This long thing. Put it close to him.
Steve is afraid of the microphone. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 22. Northwest wind, blah, blah, blah. All right, enough of that.
Do you have to do the call letters like Howard Stern? WSCA.
No, but I'm going to take that. And I'm going to take that clip, and I'm going to put it on a disc, and we'll use that every once in a while.
Cool.
WSCA.
That was funny.
Thank you for
the
narration.
You're welcome. Hey, you know what? Shut up.
All right.
What's the next song? He's not going to talk now.
Do you have any Dio, man?
Dio?
Dio.
We have Dio. Should we have a Dio moment instead of a Maiden moment?
Either way, man.
Either one would be good. If
I
you
think we should
find
have a
one,
Dio moment.
Okay, we could have a Dio moment
okay.
in a few moments. Yes.
Alrighty.
All right.
Raising the horns, everybody.
Yes.
For Dio.
Yeah. All right, this one's Love My
Hate. I heard he's like 70 years old.
He's got to be getting close.
Somebody told me that.
He was on a Lucky Charms box once.
Oh, yeah?
Was he really?
Yeah. They were magically Dio-licious.
Yes.
That's what the box said. I'm not coming up with that.
That's awesome. I guess he's going to be recording a new album with Black Sabbath.
Heaven and Hell.
Heaven and Hell, yep.
That's what I hear. Although he doesn't admit it, I hear in an interview. I guess all the Sabbath guy says is it's going to happen, but he...
Actually, last I heard on XM, is supposed to happen, and Ozzy was actually not overly impressed with it.
Oh. Yeah, well,
you can't even understand Ozzy, so he's kind of kicked out. Yeah. His opinion doesn't count.
Yeah. When I saw him at the president at the White House, and the president was cheering Ozzy, saying that his mother loved his stuff, that was it's kind of like my heavy metal phase kind of just got up, and I'm going to just jet out this window for a little bit while this happens.
I found that to be one of the funniest things I'd ever heard. You didn't hear that one, Kaylee?
No.
Ozzy's at a dinner at the White House, and George Bush was talking a little bit, and he says, "Ozzy, mom loves your stuff," talking about Barbara Bush, former first lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, she still is. Is it George Bush's mom, or is it?
Yeah, he was talking about George Bush's mom, so Barbara. Yeah. But yeah, it was.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was pretty funny.
I think I could totally picture Barbara with the horns and the, you know, see, George that's just taking his last bowl of oatmeal before going to bed, and she's just cranking the heck out of Dio.
Yeah,
that, or
see, that's where it makes it so funny to me is because just imagining her. You know, horns up, banging the head.
Envision her with like leather and S&M stuff too, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boots.
Oh, rubber toys and stuff.
The leather boots.
Yeah, song? Barbara Bush. Oh, okay. Yeah. Song, yes.
Song. Boots. Song. Song.
This is going downhill fast. This is number four. This is the fourth song on Sublock One self-titled album, Love My Hate. Thanks, guys.
Life that holds no hope for me.
Silence. That song rocks.
It was a love song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love songs like that. Yeah. Why wouldn't you know it? Come on.
I don't know. It was an upbeat relationship, deserving an upbeat song, and we think we came through and delivered on that one. It was some happy.
Okay, let's tear the place apart.
Happy feelings.
Yeah, way to go, Kay. Love my hate. I was going to try to articulate what rocks about your music, but I lost what I was going to say. I don't know. It's not screamo.
Has that much?
Yeah.
No, there's an impression. Don't give me that. awesome riffs, awesome rhythms, and the vocals are nice and gritty to go right along with just a really good straightforward metal groove.
Oh, thank you.
Which is very, very nice. There's a lot of bands out there who don't. I mean, everybody's got their own thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of the bands that are, you know, nonstop screaming. I like a lot of stuff that where you don't find any of that, but need more of just down and dirty, straightforward, you know,
pick it out,
yeah, street rock,
man,
yeah.
That's what I'm...
Yeah, so I like that.
Well, I know our singer, he loves Bon Scott.
Oh, yeah.
He loves him, and of course, you know, Ozzy and
Styx.
Yes, big fan of Steve. but it seems to be heading that way more now. I'm glad to hear it actually coming back. More melodies in the vocals instead of the...
Guys, should we put them on? All right.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right. My good friend Guy's on the phone. We're gonna put him on the
All
air.
All right.
Here.
What's his name?
Guy Harvey.
Ah.
My best bud. Guy, you there?
I am here.
You
Hello.
Are? Hey, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Guy.
Hey, what's happening?
We're hanging with Cell Block 1. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. I'm just sitting here wishing I was there. And
Well, you know you got an open invitation.
Well, I know, but I can't always get down there. So right now I'm trying to figure out how to get this thing to play on the air, on the computer.
On the computer. All right. Well, that's a good...
By
public
the way,
service
we live
message.
Or
yes, we are live right now.
So that
makes this a good public service announcement here, anyways.
There we go. Now everybody learns how to get this on the air.
PG, guys.
All right. So are you at the one? Are you at underworldrock.com?
Well, I was.
Okay. Well, go back to underworldrock.com.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a link for that on our website?
Yeah.
You do. So you go to the Listen Live link.
Yeah, just click that. Do you have QuickTime on your computer? It takes QuickTime.
Okay, because it's coming up by default as something else.
You might want to reload QuickTime.
Okay, QuickTime.
Yeah, you do that, and you should get the radio feed, the live feed, no problem.
Okay, then I'll mess around with that.
Yeah, and all the fun and frivolity you missed, you can catch that on the podcast later on.
Well, we'll work on the podcast.
I don't think he cares that much.
I know, I just wanted to throw it out there, and plus I got to say fun and frivolity.
Oh, okay.
You see, and so it's a twofer.
Yeah,
actually. Well, in that case, I'm just going to add this in quick. Anybody who hears this, we are working on making the podcast go out on something called an RSS feed.
Yes.
Which means we can get the radio show broadcast, not just off the site, but around the world.
Yes, and I'm going to, once we have that RSS feed up, we're going to be putting that on iTunes as well.
Smart move. I didn't even think of that.
iTunes will be one of the places where the podcast will be available in the not-too-distant future.
And that's becoming a really good available source for all sorts of media, actually.
It really is, and for anybody who wants to, you know, promote the music, as soon as we've pretty much cracked it, we pretty much know how to do it, but we're getting a little bit of trouble, but it'll probably be done like within the week. But there is a way to get something so someone can subscribe to your RSS feed anywhere in the world, not just on iTunes, but right off your blog, right off your site. And when they can do that, it's a lot more powerful than just one source, because once you get it going word of mouth through the net, your friends, whether it be through blogging, which is something a lot of people, especially musicians, might want to do, because if you think about it, like MySpace is really just a glorified blog.
Oh, yeah.
Except, one thing a lot of people don't know is it happens to be, well, as of last night, it came up in the Alexa rankings. In other words, the place that tracks everything in the world for the most popular sites is number 5 in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a great tool for unknown musicians.
It is.
And, upload
no
your images and hear your songs. It's great.
Man. Totally. I mean, like, don't have any shame. Become, you know, well, how can you say friend hook? I'll leave that one out in the air.
Promotional prostitute?
Yeah!
We're used to being that.
Did someone say prostitute?
Yeah.
Ben's ears perked up. He was just off in La La Land.
That's the most animated we've seen Steve yet.
Always a drummer.
Yeah, he got within 6 inches of the mic that time.
Holy crap.
He's going crazy. Now he's like, no, I didn't.
So, yeah, Guy and I are going to be working on that stuff, trying to get the show and everybody's music out as far as we can. So, good things to look forward to. One thing I was thinking, Guy, is once we get that RSS feed thing, then it's easy enough to put a subscribe link right on MySpace as well.
It is. Because
it's all the same. The coding's all the same. There's places to stick it right there. So we'll be doing that as well. So groovy, man. Thanks. Hey, Guy, one more thing before we're going to have to get going soon here because we've got to play some more music here. But you got to be here next week. And I mean, you really have to be here next week because I can't be.
So you're stuck with me at the station.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna burden you with doing the show with Kaylee.
We could leave a Cell Block 1 CD for him.
Hey, I'm all
excellent.
For it.
Yeah, we'll leave it here for you.
No, you could do that, man, but you can't do it when I go to the NAMM show.
No. When's
the
NAMM show?
Never mind.
I know what it is. We'll talk about it another time. Guy can talk about it next week on the air.
Okay.
All right. Hey, rock on, Guy.
Hey, it was nice talking to you, man.
Hey, you too, and I'm going to get this Listen Live thing moving.
Cool.
Are you coming over later?
That depends. Is there anything having to do with Red Bull?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you at my place later on then, Guy.
All right, see you.
All right, see you, brother. All right, so that's Guy Harvey, guitarist extraordinaire of the 80s tribute band Decadence. And
he's writing our theme song.
Yeah, he's writing the theme song for us, and Decadence rocks, and he's a cool guy.
What do they do all the different 80s?
Judas
Priest, Dio.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Maiden.
Sounds like us.
Yeah, any band that was really good in the 80s, they don't do the cheesy ones. They do
Grim
the good
Reaper.
Ones.
They got to do Grim Reaper.
They don't do Grim Reaper.
Oh,
that's a shame because I love Grim Reaper.
What about Helix?
Helix?
Oh, those guys were great too. Now they don't do them.
Crocus. Well, no, Keel. But you'd have to do a Garth Brooks song directly after that now.
it's all right. I'm just joking. I'm being funny.
Keel was cool.
I always get them confused with Crocus, the K thing.
Yeah, oh, yes.
But they had Crocus had a good. The Headhunter album was very. I love that album.
I thought that was good. And I thought Ballroom
cover.
Blitz was good.
Yeah,
and they had one or two other good ones, but then they started sliding just a tad.
Yeah, but you'll have that.
I'm being distracted over here.
Are you? Do you recognize the background music here, Kay?
I want to say Mask.
No. Stephen Doe.
I didn't hear much of his stuff.
Yeah, he was our guest on the show a few weeks back.
He was awesome. I know that much.
Yeah, he rocks. Hey, we're going to take, we're going to have a Dio moment here because we were talking
Dio.
About it. So now we're going
Dio.
To. So here's a live
Ronnie James Dio.
Live Ronnie James Dio, Rainbow in the Dark.
Shadows of the night. No saying.
Ronnie, Ronnie. What?
We're all rainbows.
We're all rainbows. To Ronnie James Dio.
It doesn't seem like Metal God would be saying that.
Rainbows in the dark.
I want to hang out with it nowadays.
That's true.
Especially if you're from Vermont.
I totally got lost.
That's okay.
There's a lot of rainbow stickers up there.
Oh.
Hey, metalheads. Don't forget about Black Knight Meditations tonight. Could you do this announcement without even looking at it, Kaylee?
A heathenish hooray along the shining path, oral ruminations of Black Death, Speed, Goth, Prague. I don't remember.
Thrash.
Stop it. These guys are staring at me.
Everybody's looking at you, Kaylee. We're all waiting to see if you'll finish this up. Would you like me to do it?
I don't remember
you
the
got
rest
most
of
it.
The
it's like when I had to do the preamble. The Constitution when I was in high school, you know?
We the people.
Of these United States in order to form a more perfect union.
Yes, thank you.
I know
blah,
it.
Blah, blah. Black Knight Meditations. A heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black death. Speed, thrash, gothic, doom, prog, power, shred, and traditional metal not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, you can go to www.blacknightmeditations.com. Excellent show hosted by Metal Mark Pruitt.
Yeah, I think I sent him a disc, too.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, I remember signing an envelope. To Black Knight Meditations.
Yes.
They
yes.
played
he
us in the past.
He never got back to us, did he?
No, he's played us in the past, I believe. Some of our old stuff with
the we'll
former
vocalist. He's a good man with good taste in music.
Yes. He gives me lots of good discs.
Yes.
Well, anyone, was it Metal Mark? It is?
Metal Mark.
Metal Mark.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Mark Pruitt.
That says it all, huh?
Yeah. Yes, a show for those who like to keep the horns raised.
All the time.
But
all
it's on past my bedtime,
except
so
when you
I don't listen to
up.
It very often.
Kaylee, go to bed. It's 9:30.
Yeah, screw you.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's PG now.
Yeah. Watch your mouth, child.
I didn't say anything.
Where's the soap? Wash your mouth out with soap.
We should broadcast the show live from the back of our van some night. That's really PG.
That wouldn't be good what happens in the back of the van.
I'm sure that'd be real radio friendly.
We're thinking about putting a stripper's pole in there somehow. We want to get it in there.
I don't know. You probably need...
I just like getting the strippers in there.
Oh, yeah. We hold live auditions for...
Maybe
we're
should
looking
play
for Cell
song.
Block 1 girls to dance on stage with
okay,
us.
Okay, guys. That's good.
Little Boy, cop man. Uniforms.
No, that's good. Song
this
is one, dead.
This is Gravedigger. You all right over there?
I'm dropping stuff.
Stupid gravity.
I know. God, I hate gravity. If it weren't for the law enforcement and gravity, I would be unstoppable.
Go, girl.
Unstoppable from what? I don't know. But.
that last one was Gravedigger.
Bye.
With a, by Cell Block 1. With a kick and bass solo in the center.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Start snorting if I start.
I like how you say excuse me away from the mic, but then you clear your throat right into it. You're excused.
Excuse me.
No, actually, I won't.
What's that button that says dump?
That doesn't work.
Nope. We could hit that all day long, does nothing.
It's supposed to.
What's it doing? Nothing. Nothing at all.
It just looks ominous.
Yes.
I want to press it.
It'd be pretty cool if it worked, but it doesn't.
Nope.
It's just a loser button.
Not even the teeniest bit.
It's a reject button.
It doesn't open up like a secret opening in the floor that, like,
we could smash it with a hammer.
We need that.
Jabba the Hutt used to do to the Jedi's. Or...
Yes. Now we're talking.
Oh, we got a song about that too.
Yeah.
Star Wars?
No. I'm just kidding.
What? I missed something. Everybody's laughing at me.
No. I've just got very, very entertaining pictures going through my head right now of somewhat related but not entirely related things. Just all, you know, you say Jabba, and then I start thinking Leia, you know. And,
oh, yeah. The whole
song?
Chain thing.
Yeah.
Song? Song. Music.
Hey, it's 401, and you're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth. Kaylee's starting to take people's microphones away.
They left one, though.
Dad, grab that for me.
No, I don't think so.
Fine.
Hey, we have got one brand new artist to introduce on the show this week, Kaylee.
Who is it?
It is Jake and the Jakes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I haven't heard them.
You haven't heard them. No. I've heard them, and they're good. I like them.
Jake and the Jakes. But nobody in the band is named Jake, right?
No, that's something that they made sure that they point out right on their website. Don't bother asking. We got Snow Jakes here. But they're cool, so check them out, and we're going to get them in the studio at some point. And it's a short song, so enjoy. It's called Dish It Out. as a first play from Jake and the Jakes, and here's Pure Inform with Damned I Am.
I guess it's been a long time coming, though I didn't see it coming, even though I'd heard. I don't care to wonder why, I don't care to reminisce, and I don't really have a care in the world. Ain't gonna lose much sleep over this. Damn, I am, I am. Damned I am, I am. Damned I am, I am. Damned I am, I am. I never believed what I never could see.
And I never had hopes and I never.
And all of the things that would bury the hurt,
all the things that would bury me deep in the dirt.
I'm watching the time as it's ticking away. No one care, will I never catch up to that day? And I'm running on empty and losing my breath while I'm praying forgiveness but asking for death. How long I cannot see, stagger through another day. Got a will without a way,
I'm in the fucking heat of play.
And I bleed at 4 a.m. like you, I'm a man. I know that I'll be damned, so damned I am.
Again, that was Pure Inform with Damned I Am, and we're going to play one more song of somebody else's before we get back to talking with Sublock One. This one is Mindshot with I Still Try.
We're not fools.
Mind Shot. I Still Try.
Yeah.
Was the last
Metal
song.
Baby.
Yeah, I like those guys. They haven't caught them live yet. One of these days. So, I want to try to catch your show live. Where can I see you coming up here soon?
Well, we'll be playing down in probably the closest. We'll be in Manchester, New Hampshire this Saturday night at the Uptown, right on Main Elm Street. And then New Year's Eve, baby, will be Somersworth, New Hampshire, Station 319. It's probably the closest that we'll be to this area.
Yeah, that's about as close as any gigs we ever talk about on this show.
We want to see all, everyone that wants to come, all the pretty girls. Come right up front.
Who else is playing on New Year's Eve?
We got a couple of the local boys that we're bringing with us down from Vermont. They're called 15 Reasons. And I'm not, as far as the Uptown gig, I don't know who's with us on that. That's always a surprise.
And we don't know any of the 15 Reasons either.
What?
The name. They got 15 Reasons for something, but we don't know what it is.
Nope.
Yeah.
But they're on MySpace.
Just so they know their reasons. Those guys pretty good. You like them?
Yeah, they're hometown buds, and they want to do some traveling, and they want to get out of Vermont too.
To Somersworth, New Hampshire.
Hey, yeah, that's what they they think they're gonna roll with Cell Block One, and it's gonna be we're gonna roll into Somersworth, and but it's actually a nice. It's a nice place down there. It's right on the set on the tracks.
It's awesome.
What's it called? Station 319, you said?
Yeah.
I haven't been
there. Got a cool girl that works here, Stacy, and she always treats us well. And it's been a while since we've been there, so we're looking forward to laying waste to the place.
Cool. So. Awesome. New Year's Eve is...
Van stories.
Yes. We need new memoirs. Yes.
So what was the sock story? You're talking
about. Are you sure you want to ask?
Well, they say it's PG, so.
Okay, all right.
I'm kind of curious.
We were playing down in Worcester, Mass. with some buds of ours, Arcane. And we all spent the night. And we had a whole bunch of our friends come down. I mean, a couple of vanfuls. We all just got a room at the, courtyard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was courtyard down there.
Yeah.
And Ball was going through this stage of... he had these big combat boots that were...
I was going natural.
Yeah. And he had these big combat boots that were basically rotting off his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
He basically took them things off, and the socks could have killed...
They cleared the room.
They cleared the
room. Any room that he threw them in.
Yeah, and we put one outside on the deck, and it was like, I don't know, zero.
It was below
out.
Freezing,
yeah.
Yes.
We went out to the next day, and in the morning, he could still... smell that sock.
Were there like squirrels laying?
Oh yeah,
on the
yeah, petrified.
Yeah, if there was actual vegetation that was alive, it would have been dead.
And I think he left those behind as a
souvenir for the,
souvenir for the maid.
I left them in the drawer with a Bible.
Yeah, so if you're listening out there and you're still looking for them,
look behind the drawer with the Bible.
Yes.
That's where the stench is coming from.
That room hasn't been rented out.
Even the word of God couldn't purify the socks.
Yeah, it was a wild night. I mean, there was a lot of...
So you defiled an entire room with just your feet.
Yeah, they were my lucky socks that I've had for, those were 6 months old without washing them or anything.
Ew.
So I had to peel them off to throw
Luckily,
them.
Luckily, he's cleaned his act up since.
Yeah, I think that was my birthday gift to him or something, a new package of socks.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be something that someone won't buy for themselves, right?
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
I mean, it's that was definitely a case, if you let something go and it comes back to you, it was meant to be yours, because I think literally they could have gotten up and walked right back to the owner.
They have once.
Yeah.
I mean, there was
demanding food.
This is no kidding. There was people actually dry heaving from the stench. Rotten animals on the side of the road in the middle of summer smelt better than them things.
I don't think we've gotten a room.
And just so everybody knows, we're talking about Cell Block One's bassist Ball.
Yeah. Yes, clarify that.
Not the guitar player.
Yes. And the drummer is an angel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And he's with his doctorate in psychology and all-around therapy. Any problems that you might have, come to Dr. Steve.
Yeah, talk in the back of the
van. We have a couch set up. And,
you bring a friend, too.
Yes. Yep.
Of course, Tim will be there taking dictation. Preferred. Shorthand,
actually,
probably.
That's the only thing I do.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to steer this to other things for a moment.
Music.
What's your website?
We're on the www.cellblock1.com. All one word, no numbers involved. And we're also on MySpace. So look us up. Do a friend request with us because we want more friends.
What's the number here for any questions?
It's 430-9722.
Thanks.
Sure, Kay. Did that help?
Yes, maybe.
You going to go call us?
Maybe.
You needed the number?
Maybe. Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
Well, too bad.
I like the little light, like the bat phone.
The bat phone?
Yes,
oh,
the strobe.
Light.
The
yes.
strobe, yeah. So,
awesome.
So just so you don't hear the ringing. On the air, instead we get the strobe light that gives us all, that puts us all into
grandma
seizures. Thank you. What?
The recorder.
Oh, there goes the bat phone.
Yes. Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to have to do something with the recorder here.
You're not the only one you annoy.
No. Black Sabbath. For me, personally.
With Dio or Ozzy?
Ozzy was, I'm just coming around now to the fact that Dio was in Black Sabbath, but I love Dio on his, I mostly love Dio on his own and with Rainbow, but Black Sabbath, the Ozzy years, and Pantera, and Kiss, I like, a lot of older stuff, and of course, the newer stuff, I like,
Yes, tell us course, about the newer stuff.
Newer stuff. Black Label stuff, of course. Mastodon. It's coming out with some good stuff. Scissor Fight, New Hampshire's own.
We love
Scissor Fight.
Yeah,
we
only played them once, and they're awesome.
Because it was
they're real good.
Yeah.
And we got to open for them up in Vermont at Higher Ground. And
cool.
Good bunch of guys. Possibly, one of the few that are more redneck than we are.
How is that
so
possible?
I love them for that.
I don't know.
That's
have
great.
You met the guys in Two-Sided Season?
No.
They're great guys, but they might fight you for the... They might arm wrestle you for the title.
Really?
Okay.
All right. Cool, man.
They embrace...
Do a friend request with those guys
they
on
embrace
MySpace. Get a hold of those.
Embrace their heritage.
Sweet.
I can't even get the words out. Now they're going to come looking for me.
Yeah.
Which you've been... Of course, nobody listens to the show, so I'm safe.
That's true.
Oh, what is the Audio Slave? We like a lot of them.
Yeah, Audio Slave.
I like Velvet Revolver. I love them guys.
Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you like Audio Slave, you may as well
I like a lot of them.
You may as well like Soundgarden too.
Yeah, that's it.
His voice is so much of the sound in both of those bands. But Audio Slave, I agree, they're awesome.
Fireball Ministry, I've recently gotten big time into a lot of good. That stoner '70s. Tone,
Oh man,
Courtney has something to say.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Courtney,
Vixen,
hit record. Oh, Vixen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Did you say Courtney? Is that your name?
Yes, my name is Courtney.
Really?
The secret's out.
Yeah, that's why they like to call me Ball.
Hey, if you like
one syllable thing, getting back there again, it's straightforward, simple.
If you like that '70s stoner metal
sound,
you got to check these guys out. These guys are from up in Portland.
Ogre.
Yes,
nice.
This is Ogre.
I love the name already.
Yeah, you'll like the music.
What song?
I'm gonna just because it's the best. The best.
I love the back of that too.
Yeah, it's the best indication of their overall sound. It's '78.
Ball,
so.
They get a picture of you there.
Nice.
So let's listen to Ogre. That's my favorite throwback to the 70s Ogre.
Yeah, they're sweet, man.
Yeah, those
enjoyed
guys.
Enjoyed that.
They put on a good show. They have a few awesome CDs out, and they're just, I don't know. I just smile every time I listen to them. It's so authentically 70s that they rock hard, and I want to see them again anytime they're in town because they're fun.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, hopefully our paths will cross and we can make
some redneck soup.
Hey, that'd be good.
Sonic Thunder.
That'd be a good show.
Hell yeah, man.
It really would. I was going to say something, but I don't remember what. Oh, I did want to remind fans of Spawning Echoes that Spawning Echoes will be performing. They'll be opening up for Gary Hoey at the Mammoth Roadhouse on New Year's Eve, and Bottoms Up will be playing at Rusty G's
on New Year's Eve. That sounds like a drinking
band.
Yes, they are. They're friends of mine, and they certainly are. Really good party band. We play their originals all the time, but they do great covers as well. And yeah, they're really good guys to hang out and party with. So either Mammoth or Rusty's will be a good place to be for New Year's Eve, or
319.
Yes.
With Cell Block 1.
Come party with a stinky bass player.
You can't just get those anywhere. Yeah. You gotta go to Summersworth for it.
We got one of those silver markers, too, so we can sign the Black Sox.
Yeah. I still have a pair.
Oh, yeah, see, if you're not careful about telling that story, then someday all your fans are going to be making homages to you with socks instead of, you know, the typical pieces of clothing that usually get thrown around and stuff. You'll just be getting
they
socks.
The homage, they can just leave it at home.
I don't care. Just, you know, throw them up on. Well, I guess if you're looking at the stage, you'd want to throw it on the left hand side, and preferably when the guitar player ain't over
there. Should you put a roll? Should you put a roll of quarters or maybe a D battery in it?
Oh yeah.
And slingshot it around.
Well, if we're having a bad night, I guess. Yeah. Actually, just fill it with $100 bills because we don't get paid
enough.
Much when we play.
Nobody gets paid much when they play, and that's a shame.
That's rock and roll.
That was pretty much the inspiration for where we took this show, huh, Kay?
Yep.
Yep. We've got all these friends that play, and you know they. The cover bands make more money than the original bands.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We actually do both.
Yes.
Just for that reason.
Yeah, because you got to get paid sometime.
Just to fund the original band side of things.
Yeah, there's quite a few bands that do that. I know Spawning Echoes does that, and Bottoms Up, a bunch of others. You know that Plastic Cows Don't Moo, PCDM, they do that too.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah. Yes, it is. there isn't much of a story behind it, but you'd think that there would be. But yeah, a lot of bands have to do that. Do something to keep everything going. So.
Well, so I think sometimes an audience is sometimes fearful of new stuff, something they don't know, they're not comfortable with. So sometimes if you can just give them something they know and say, hey, you know, if you like that one, check this out. You like that, you know, their palates open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
They feel more secure.
Yeah,
you know?
Once you get them rocking, then I'm sure it gets a lot easier to get them to actually listen to the new material.
Well, once they're drunk, it doesn't matter, right?
Well, but they don't start out the night drunk.
No.
Oh, so you... I don't know.
Well, depends where you are.
Well,
I don't. Yeah. I always view our audience as responsible. I didn't think they drank. Priority.
No, but they don't go to the bars.
They usually come to our shows and then go straight to church.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the van.
Yes.
On your knees.
The minister of... beep.
Well, it's kind of funny. Those,
I don't have a beeper. Dang
we
it.
We actually played our local bar last weekend, and they were scared to death about us playing there because they heard that we were this loud metal band that was... There's the beeper.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
we found it. That's my favorite toy in this whole station.
I like
Am I
the other.
To keep talking.
I knew somebody would say something again eventually, yeah. So I could.
Yeah, we were playing our local bar last weekend, and we had to fight and scratch just to get into this place. And we're there drinking all the time when we're not out playing.
Yeah.
And they were scared to death that we were coming in there because nobody knew. They knew we play all over the place, but we never play at home.
Yeah.
So they just thought we were this loud, crazy metal band that was coming in and going to blow the roof off the place. And we go in there, and we're playing AC/DC and all these typical cover tunes that get played. And at the end of the night, they're like, wow, that wasn't what I was expecting.
There wasn't any meat being thrown.
Yeah, not that night.
As cool as Wasp was back in the day, they didn't do any of us any favors by throwing meat.
No.
Just kind of left people with an impression that never
I like the whole bra
away.
And underwear thing. Throw that at me. That's cool.
Yeah, but not so much the raw meat.
Nah.
No. Nah.
If it's cooked, I'll take chicken breast. medium to well with grill marks.
Would you
on
like
it.
The fries with that?
No, I'm not much of a starch potato man. Fritches I don't like that stuff, you know? I do like chicken.
Dad,
occasional
that was only
pork
funny
chop.
The first time. Okay, Dad?
Okay, Kaylee, I was waiting for you to say that because I knew you would.
The other reference, yes.
Yes, yes.
You're not seeing me right now in the studio, but my hand is going over my head.
If you listen to the December 19th show when you get home, it'll make more sense.
In the second half, near the end. Like three quarters of the way out.
I don't know. Is right after our friends in Live Free or Die by Never Say Never.
It's in like the last quarter of the show.
Anyways, we haven't played music in a little bit, so I'm gonna play one that is not by Cell Block One. This is Q, and I have to remember what song I wanted to do. Oh, Suffocate.
Gonna cue it in.
Yes. Q is awesome. You ever seen them?
Crank it up.
No, I haven't.
If you get a chance to see Q, they're always traveling, so if they come near your town,
they're sponsored
check them
by
out.
Jaeger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are awesome.
Like them already.
Inside. Inside. Inside.
That was Suffocate by Q. Their website is, of course, www.thisisq.com. What's the matter, Kaylee?
Nothing's matter.
What you doing?
Chilling.
Well, stop it.
What? Did, what?
Shh, stupid kid.
Shut.
Did you hear the sustain on the end of that track?
No. I was too busy.
Must have been using a Les Paul.
I am not deep throating. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is he uses, but I know it's not a Les Paul.
Oh.
Which is...
The sustain was great. You must have just cranked it up to 11.
At least.
What, you remember that? When he was like,
just look at the guitar. Listen. You can hear the sustain.
Well, if it was playing, you'd hear it.
Yeah, this is what that guy's playing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what it is, but it's... For those of you enjoying from your...
He's got one of those QVC light-up guitars that show you the scales and
stuff. Yeah, yeah. I've gone to my website, the underworldrock.com website, and showing these guys pictures of Q in concert to prove that I really am serious.
Ooh, who's Missy B?
That's the lead singer of Q. Yeah,
all right.
That's her.
She's a freaky looking chick.
Yeah.
She's really cool though.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's got
she looks cool.
She looks cool on stage. She does a very good job. I mean, she's a great singer, great performer. That's not the right one. I have
another
one.
How did
I
get on there?
Oh yeah, well, delete that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoops.
Was that my sock?
That was spawning echoes. So what should we do next, guys? We got War Inside My Head, Fighting Against the Mirror. You said Mirror was the heaviest song you've got, right?
Yeah, it's probably the
heaviest.
Let's
do that. We're going to play
Something heavy.
Going to play Fighting Against the Mirror from Sublock 1.
Just bringing me down.
when you fell upon your knees, screaming, God, I beg you, please. You become so self-consumed, everyone can see the friends you have are using you.
Aren't you sick and tired of being you? Everyone around you, and no one's home but what you got. Deep, deep in all your problems, come from within. Why are you hanging around?
Just listening.
It's painful fighting against a mirror. Lots of cuts.
Yes.
Yes. I guess that, if you're winning.
That one was a tough one to record.
I bet. We were talking off the air about the drums on that one. And incidentally, if you put that on a really good system with lots of bass,
helicopter.
I'm told it sounds like you got a helicopter flying over your house. So for those of you in the tinfoil hat crowd, don't listen to it that way because you'll be... He'll be all paranoid.
Yeah.
We don't have any of those in Portsmouth, I'm sure. The tinfoil hat people, no. None of them. I know, we're starting to run short on time. I'm gonna have let's get one more song in, and then it's gonna, then we're gonna Thieves. Have to say goodbye. Thieves. All right.
Yeah, last cut.
This is the last song from Cell Block One's self-titled album, which is available at Cell Block One. Let's try that again. Available at cdbaby.com/cellblock1. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And I think you're available on iTunes now also.
Cool.
Just got informed of that.
And I'm going to, there will also be a link on the Underworld's website, and I'll have a link up for the next week that'll a direct link to CD Baby for people who want to pick up this disc. So here is the last one we're going to be able to do from Cell Block 1 today. This is Thieves. Turn the mics on. That helps.
Yeah, just a little.
That was Thieves by Cell Block One. And I wish we had longer today, guys, because we didn't hit every song on that disc.
That's all right.
It's a PG show.
That's right. There's at least one of them we couldn't have done.
Keep at least one surprise for the listeners.
Freedom.
Yeah. So
we
that's
do have the buzzer, so we could have.
Yeah, true.
It.
Yeah, that doesn't cut out the actual word.
No.
It just makes an additional amount of noise over the top. So this disc is your newest disc. When did you release this, by the way?
This 16th of this month.
Oh, wow. So brand new release.
Brand new.
Oh, man.
Did you tell everybody it was going to be out like 3 months ago and then.
Oh, yeah. We did a lot
miraculous
of
miraculous things keep on
PR
happening.
Work.
It was good.
Oh.
We knew that.
So it never goes out for like.
Well, we never set
months.
A date until we actually had the CDs in hand.
Yeah.
And
that's
we
good.
That,
we
like,
know some people that could learn
and a half
from that
beforehand. So once we had that, we started doing the.
Yeah,
promo
we went to
work.
A CD release party for one of our band's friends.
Yeah,
no CD.
And they didn't have the CD. It was back ordered or whatever. You know, it was like
that's brutal. That's brutal.
So
we learned
say
from
that?
Other people's mistakes.
Nothing. Never mind. That's
props
cool.
to CD Baby though.
Did you say who do we know that does that?
I said I believe we know someone who could learn from that.
Discmakers actually made the CD.
Oh yeah, Discmakers.
Window Pane.
Yes.
Clutch.
So this is the so the newest one, self-titled Cell Block 1, is available right now at CD Baby. And your other two discs, Mass Destruction, is that the first one, your debut disc, and then I forgot the name of the second one already.
Blind Obedience.
Blind Obedience. Is there anywhere that those can be purchased?
Right now, just primarily at shows. I know the Blind Obedience was entirely independent project put on by us, and that one's just primarily available at shows. Mass Destruction, same thing. We're hoping that soon that Mass Destruction will also be available online.
Okay, and people
right
can
now it's just
and people can come see you live and pick those up.
Yeah.
Where is it on in Manchester on Saturday?
The Uptown Tavern.
Uptown Tavern, December 30th, this
the
Saturday.
Falls in on you.
And
then in Somersworth at 319.
Yep.
For New Year's Eve. All right, awesome. Thanks for coming today, guys.
Oh, thanks
we
for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
And next week, it'll be Kaylee and Guy.
Yes.
And coming up right now is Democracy Now. So rock on, people.